and not let them know it.
Huh. Well,
but you got to do something when they, and that kid, last year he had a little garden buddy right out there, and he had the cow lowing, dogs barking. He's out there working in the garden and said, well, they go back there and check my down the ground to feed. And he went back there and the cows had the in a huddle and the in the middle, detective. And dogs, there was 8 or 10 of them, and they made a break for him.
Huh.
And they got right close to him and
these are just wild dogs?
They're a wild dog, and he killed 4 of them, shot and crippled or nothing to him. They think he get it. And they made a break at him.
They don't stretch my hide.
Have you ever had a dog, you know, come after you, bite you?
No, I never did.
You've never been?
I never did have, you know, lucky enough that I never did have that.
Yeah.
Come on, boys.
Hey, y'all doing?
Where's Buddy?
He didn't swap, buddy.
What you got
out there? Another car?
Yeah.
Swapped it off, swapped that
other one
off?
Three, Mr. Parker.
Just try to bring you one when I come.
Joker, I don't need to smoke no cigar.
Have you always smoked?
No, I just smoke the thing. I can't swallow none of the juice and the smoke here. I just puff on it and blow it. I never have smoked cigarettes and nothing.
You have?
You don't smoke them either, do you?
No, I never. My dad smoked cigars. I smoked a pipe every
once in a while.
Mr. Carson, he got a cigar, he right
there. I just smoke them just to be puffing off something. But,
you got any in case? You got any in case?
But I can't inhale it.
Well, you ain't supposed to anyway. I mean,
I can't swallow the juice. Yeah. Spit it out. Some of it I make. Get it.
You want to light it up now, Mr. Parker?
Yeah.
Look out there, John, that shack. See if there's a shovel out there. If they ain't, when y'all go down, bring one back with you.
Got somebody to light your cigar for you.
Yeah, I always light it for
them. I love them men from that day. Oh, Lord.
I like light a cigar for
about that nigger car. Hey Jack, you wanna jump off with that piece of trash right now?
You grow gourds?
Yeah.
For the Martins.
Have you seen the canyon yet?
Yeah, you all
went over there and saw it a minute ago.
People call it for gourds, they want 40, 50, 60, something. I've had them come out and get 150 at the time.
Now Martins eat what?
They live off the insects. Maybe mosquitoes and small bugs. Bring me back 5 buckets of corn and a sack of supplement.
5 buckets of corn, sack of supplement.
And don't be spinning my wheels.
Yeah, stay on.
Buddy, they kin to you? Or they kin
to all? They kin to me. Their mother, we're first cousins.
Yeah.
Their mother was a No, they heap of help to me, but. Out here on the farm, helping you do things, but God, you can't risk them all night. Oldest boy, he's just tractor driving and everything, but you got to watch him. He just with old cars and things, he just spin the wheel and spin off and everybody know him. He wasn't in the wool.
Yeah. When you came up, I guess y'all had to work too hard.
You know, when that station wagon we were sitting here yesterday, he told me that boy, they slammed it in the ditch down here and messed it up. It cost your daddy $125 and they get somebody to pull it out.
What? Really?
And 2-1 went off down there, ain't
it? In the ditch?
Went down out that other road, turn around and come back and tried it out up that dead road.
Now, you said there was does water run through the canyon down there?
Oh, it goes out of the ground like a spring. The branch runs out of it.
That's about the biggest canyon I've ever seen in my life. And you say it's still getting bigger.
Yeah, it ain't traveling as fast as it once did. It's getting close to the top of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
But it still sloughs off some.
Now, you wouldn't call that a gully.
That's what I call it, a gully. No, I'd call it a canyon. Most folks just say it's a canyon or something.
Yeah.
But that's old folks who are heaping out.